I hope I haven't wrapped this blanket around you too tightly. You're beginning to look like Lamia yourself. Such fascinating notes. And exotic spells. You must have a teacher who is an expert. Oh, you've come too. It's about time you woke up. I was beginning to think you weren't going to make it. I was just talking to myself before and reading through your handwritten records. Worry not, your journal is fine. See? Yes, the exterior got wet, but miraculously, its pages have remained relatively dry. You bound it well. You are bloody lucky. You know that? A real survivor. You must have a great will to live. Over the past few years, I've saved quite a few people who have drowned, and even I was impressed by the volume of water that came out of you. Are you comfortable? Do you want me to rearrange the blanket? It's okay. There. Cough as much as you need. Oh my. Just don't cough out your lungs, or you'll have nothing to breathe with. I suppose you don't find that comment amusing after having just nearly drowned. I'm sorry. I did not mean to come across as insensitive. What can I call you? Magebane, huh? An alias? I see. I'm sure you have your reasons. My name is Celthia. I'm an elite melee skirmisher, trained in many forms of combat. I've already heard in detail the reports of how you single-handedly destroyed the famous Elder Breach above Griffin's Pass Ravine. One of our scouts saw it with his own eyes. Well, he lost the other one some time ago during a battle against the Rakhaina. But that's a story for another time. You blew up the bridge with fire magic to stop troops from the Valdoran Empire from invading a peaceful nation. I see it has taken a lot out of you. It was a large bridge. But you targeted the right areas, and you were successful. Well done. You should be proud of yourself. Well, we share a common enemy. Sit up. Eat. You are going to have to replenish all of that lost energy somehow, eh? Cooked meat is all that is available right now. I hope that is all right with you. Our troops have been delayed. We are still waiting on extra supplies to come in. And this. Something to wash the food down with. Oh, I understand. I think you'll find that many of us out this way do not like the Valdorans either. Look, there is no use hiding it. Regardless of what you call yourself, I know you are a warlock. If all these training notes and quest records in this journal are anything to go by, you've been working hard to learn new magic and fighting techniques. And I see you have completed quite a number of challenging quests as well. I know. I don't expect you to forgive me for going through your personal effects, but please understand that my unit and I need to be careful too. As you may have figured out, I am not a bounty hunter, nor do I despise those of your kind. And my gut tells me you are not a bad person. Just, perhaps, misunderstood. The Valdoran Empire has been built upon the bloodshed of many. They are notorious for their raids and for killing the innocent. I am out here with my captain and some of my people to thwart their operations. And you? What got you involved in all of this? The Valdorans annihilated your whole village. And you are the lone survivor. I am sorry. Unfortunately, that is a story I've heard one too many times, and one of the reasons I fight against them. Enough is enough. They cannot continue to terrorize the innocent without facing serious repercussions. There are many others like you, who work as mercenaries to protect innocent people from warmongers and bandits. We all have our reasons for fighting. You wish to know why I fight? For justice. My mission is to ensure the safety of innocents and the prosperity of my people. And I take what I do seriously. If nobody stands up for those who are unable to fight for themselves, then this world would be a much darker place indeed. I know what you are saying, but it is not black and white. You won't always be appreciated for what you do, for the sacrifices you make. Sometimes you will be hunted, and other times what is classified as dark magic can be used as a tool to reach a positive goal. Things are not always as they seem. That is why I refrain from judging before I know the specifics. I used to be a lot more hot-headed in my younger days. You should have seen me then. I'm sure it would have given you a lot of amusement. I also know many who fight because of what they have lost. Now, if you have finished your food, I will let you be and allow you to rest. Tomorrow morning, I will take you to visit my captain. I believe she has a few things to say to you. Your garments will be dried by then. I had another soldier remove them for you. Good night. There is water here if you need it. Be at ease. There is nothing to be nervous about. Remember the salute I taught you. Yes, that's the one. Very good. Relax. You aren't in trouble. I'll wait here for you, outside the tent. Greetings. Celthea has told me much about you. There is nothing you need to hide. I, too, am okay with the whole warlock business. Yes, we already had a meeting earlier this morning, while you were still asleep. Sit. How are you feeling today? Well, you have made a fast recovery. Now, I don't like beating around the bush, so let's get straight to the point. You possess great power. It is very unusual. Oh? You are training under the succubus Lilith. Well, I don't know if she can be trusted, but I think you and I may be able to come to an agreement, since you are so willing to fight the Valdorans. Would this Lilith be willing to help us too? I see. That's a shame. If she has been called back to the Abyss for such discussions, then she may not be back for days. And we here are in a hurry, so we cannot wait. Tea? I'd like to make a proposal. If you can prove yourself a reliable ally to the Lamias, I will vouch for you, and you will be allowed into our tightly guarded cities. I believe someone of your background may find a wealth of knowledge available there that will help you further your skills. As for the task you must complete, we plan to have Celthea distract a nearby Valdoran scouting party with her rattle plate. Never heard of it before. It's a special armor she wears that makes a loud noise. It doesn't affect her in battle, but it is highly unpleasant for her enemies. While wearing it, she can choose to release a mechanism, and the armor will make the noise. While the Valdorans are distracted, you will wipe out as many soldiers as possible with explosive spells. Do you think that's within your capabilities? This should draw out the enemy commander. That is our main target. Any questions? Celthea has already agreed to act as a witness. Should you complete this task to the best of your ability, you will gain our commendation and trust. Of course, it's only natural. It is not unusual for us to make exchange deals with those who we feel can assist us. You do not have to agree immediately, but you should make your decision soon. Yes. That was quick. I see. There's bad blood between you and the Valdorans. You and I both. Well, go and get yourself prepared. Have some food before you leave. Okay. It was a difficult hike to get up here, but I don't think we were noticed. Oh yes, bringing any more troops would have alerted them. That is why it is just you and me. They are not expecting something like this. Who would be crazy enough to take down a Valdoran scouting party with only two people? You count for at least 100, maybe more, yes? Only you know the full extent of your capabilities. Depends on how much food you've had. I find that amusing. Personally, I don't like fighting on a full stomach. Are you ready? I am going to move that way. Then I will activate the mechanism on my armor. while they are distracted by me, wipe out their troops. Do it however you want, but make it quick. The Valdorans may disgust me, but the less suffering, the better. This commander of theirs is a person of interest, so they will be well protected, but we should be able to draw her out. Take a deep breath. I'm heading off. Don't cast anything behind those rocks over there. That's where I will be. Very good. That was quick. Looks like I underestimated you. The commander. That's her there. You go after her, and I'll deal with her officers. A warlock? Did they brainwash you? Well, it doesn't matter, because I'm about to dice you up into little pieces and feed them to my dogs. If you think that magically reinforced staff can withstand my attacks, then you are sorely wrong. Oops, there goes your staff. Gotcha. What sorcery is this? How did you cut off my arm with nothing? An invisible sword. What? I've dealt with her officers. We should not linger here. You did a great job. Let's bring her back for questioning. Celthea has told me all about what you have done. Don't worry about the commander. We have plans for her. Let me just say her good days are numbered. Yes, I will keep my word. This is a special necklace, and I present it to you. This marks you as an ally to the Lamias. You can use this as a token. It will allow you to be granted access to our cities. Stay with us for a while longer, won't you? You need to go. I see. I won't stop you. Perhaps fate will allow us to meet again. Until then, you have my gratitude and my respect. Celthea has spoken to me. She wants to see you. Journey well. You're telling me that you destroyed the Elder Bridge, nearly drowned to death, got saved by Alamia, then took out 100 men? All in a day's work, eh? Well, 2 days to be precise. My little warlock is becoming more and more powerful. No need to blush. I was just getting started.
Hey! Wait!
Oh, you were going to come and find me. I thought you were about to leave without saying goodbye. Please, take me with you. After speaking to you last night and fighting by your side, I've decided that I want to travel with you. If you will accept me, of course. My, looks like someone has a new fan. I don't blame her. I find you irresistible, too. I'm standing right here. You must be the succubus. Lilith. Well met. Celthea. Will you take me with you on the next leg of your journey? I wish to travel, fight, and convince people that Lamias are not the monsters they're sometimes made out to be. Please? Don't ask me. We'll have to ask my human master, won't we?